It's a long story because it goes all the way back. I mean, you said in the very beginning, and actually, that's not really true because in the very beginning, I started playing the trombone when I was 10 years old, and I trained for years as a classical musician. So before I was a punk rocker, I was a classical trombone player. And I went to music school and I studied classical trombone and played in orchestras and was very involved with, you know, the standard classical orchestral repertoire, you know. And that was before. I was playing punk rock after that. I dropped out of the conservatory and I started playing punk rock. And I was attracted to the energy of that, you know. And then later on, but I had heard about to take Henry Cow specifically. I mean, there were a lot of things, but to talk about that specifically, I had heard about Fred Frith and I had heard about Henry Cow from reading something in a magazine, and I thought at the time, I thought, well, that sounds like something I would like. So I found several records, I think pretty much all of their studio records in record stores, and they're not really considered a free improvising band, but a lot of things on their records are actually, they do some free improvising, you know. It's not all like that, but some of it is like that. And that was some of the first music like that that I ever heard. At the same time, I was starting to listen to some stuff by Anthony Braxton and trying to check out things like Derek Bailey and Evan Parker. And it's a long story, and it would be too long for me to try to tell the whole story here, but it's just, I'll try to condense it. I mean, I was a classical musician, and then I quit music school. I got disillusioned with it. I decided I didn't want to do that. And I started playing punk rock because I was attracted to the raw energy of it. And at the same time, I was starting to listen to free jazz and improvised music because I think I was attracted to the raw energy of that as well, you know, in a similar way. And I spent a year in Europe around that time, and I got to see Anthony Braxton and Ornette Coleman and Steve Lacy and various other musicians, Derek Bailey and Evan Parker. And that really got me excited about that kind of music. And it's really all been kind of a development since then, but those are kind of the roots of it here. Even while I was still in music school studying classical trombone, I got to see a concert by the Art Ensemble of Chicago, and that had a huge impact on me also. At the time, I was really like, I didn't know what to make of it, you know. I was very young, and I hadn't really seen anything like that before, and I just thought, what is this? You know, but I was really drawn to it, but I didn't understand why, so I'm sort of maybe still trying to understand why.